back with another one, like I was saying. Kind of running out of time, so hopefully going to be doing these faster. Chapter 22. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, that they set themselves apart from the holy things of the sons of Israel, and that they do not profane my holy name and what they devote to me. I am Jehovah. Say to them, out of all your seed throughout your generations, any man who draws near to the holy things which the sons of Israel set apart to Jehovah, and his uncleanliness being upon him, that person shall be cut off from before me. I am Jehovah. Any man of the seed of Aaron that is leprous or has an issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he is clean. And he who touches any uncleanliness of a person, or a man whose semen has gone out of him, or a man who touches any swarming thing which is unclean to him, or touches a man who is unclean to him by any of his uncleanliness, that person who touches it shall even be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat of the holy things, but shall bathe his flesh with water. And when the sun goes in, he shall be clean. And afterwards he shall eat of the holy things, for it is his food. He shall not eat a dead body or torn thing, for it is unclean. I am Jehovah. And they shall keep my charge and shall bear no sin for it, that they may not die for it when they pollute it. I am Jehovah, who is sanctifying them." The one thing I caught in there for sure was the, basically, if you masturbate, you need to clean yourself and not eat or do anything or do the holy feast or whatnot there until you've had a bath and the sun's gone down. Just weird. "And no stranger shall eat of the holy things. A tenant of a priest or a hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing." The holy thing. So what is the holy thing? Did I miss that? Just whatever he sets before himself? Okay. "Hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. And if a priest buys a person the purchase of his silver, he shall eat of it also one born in his house. They shall eat of his bread." Sorry, I had to switch parts on the book here. "And a priest's daughter, when she belongs to an alien man, she shall not eat of the heave offering of the holy things." Heave. H-E-A-V-E. Heave. I'm not sure what that means. Yeah. "Priest's daughter, when she belongs to an alien man, she shall not eat of the heave offering of the holy things." Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, huh? "But a priest's daughter, whom she is a widow, or put away, or has no seed, and is turned back to her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's bread." What does put away mean? It just says, you know, when she is a widow, or put away, or has no seed. What does put away mean? Like locked up? Has no seed and is turned back to her father's house. "As in her youth, she shall eat of her father's bread." Yeah. I don't know what put away means. Is that by a guy? Like a guy's just decided not to be with her anymore and he put her away? Is that like an old world term? Something we wouldn't use now to describe like anything? I think a woman would be pretty offended if you said you were putting her away. Nowadays, anyway. "As in her youth, she shall eat of her father's bread, but no stranger shall eat of it. And if a man shall eat of a holy thing through ignorance, then he shall add the fifth part of it, and shall give it to the priest along with the holy thing. And they shall not pollute the holy things of the sons of Israel, that which they lift up to Jehovah, and so cause them to bear the iniquity of the guilt offering in their eating their holy things. For I am Jehovah who sanctifies them." So I'm guessing holy things is like the food that they've properly sacrificed and whatnot and done their offerings with, right? I think some of the offerings they you were to eat when you did the offering. I don't see myself doing a whole lot of this. Not because I wouldn't, just because I don't know where you would do this. You know what I mean? One of the things was by making the the altar sacrificing like 7 times on it or something. Like, I think in my hunting life, I've killed some duck. I don't know about killing large animals and chopping them in half and burning half of them on an altar once, let alone repeatedly. Not that I'm against it. Things go tribal. Teach me. I'm down. But yeah. Anyway. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, any man of the house of Israel, or of the aliens in Israel, who brings near his offering, all of his vows, or of all his free will offerings which they bring near to Jehovah for a burnt offering, at your own will, a male, a perfect one, at your own will, a male, a perfect one, of the oxen, of the sheep, or of the goats, may be offered. You shall not offer that which has blemish, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And when a man brings near a sacrifice, a priest of peace offerings to Jehovah, to complete a vow, or for a free will offering of the head, herd, jeez, or a free will offering of the herd or of the flock, it shall be perfect to be accepted. No blemish shall be in it. Blind or broken or maimed, or having a running sore, or scurvy, or scabbed, you shall not bring these near to Jehovah, and you shall not make of them a fire offering on the altar to Jehovah. As to an ox or a sheep deformed or dwarfed, you shall make it a free will offering, but it is not acceptable for a vow. As to anything bruised or beaten or enlarged or anything cut, you shall not bring it near to Jehovah. Even you shall not do it in your land. I didn't even think about that. You'd be sacrificing things away because we haven't even, it hadn't really talked about. And you shall not bring near the bread of your God from the hand of a son of a stranger, or any of these, for their corruption is in them. They are blemished. They are not acceptable for you. I'm like, what if the stranger's from the same town and does everything to the same God? And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "When an ox or lamb or goat is born, and when it has been 7 days under its dam, then from the 8th day and onward it is acceptable for an offering, a fire offering to Jehovah. But an ox or," hold on, flipping the page. "An ox or sheep, it and its young one, you shall not slaughter in 1 day. And when you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Jehovah, you shall sacrifice it in your free will. It shall be eaten on that day. You shall not leave of it until morning. I am Jehovah. And you shall keep my commandments and shall do them. I am Jehovah. And you shall not profane my holy name. And I shall be counted holy among the sons of Israel. I am Jehovah, who is sanctifying you, who is bringing you up out of the land of Egypt to become your God. I am Jehovah." That was chapter 22. Chapter 23 looks really long. Wow. I'm gonna try and just power through 23 and stop there, but this looks long. This looks like one of the longest chapters yet. Okay, here we go. Chapter 23. "And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, the appointed seasons of Jehovah, which you shall proclaim, holy gatherings, shall be these. These are my appointed seasons. Work is to be done 6 days, and in the 7th day shall be a Sabbath of rest, a holy gathering. You shall do no work. It is a Sabbath to Jehovah and all your dwellings. These are the appointed seasons of Jehovah, holy gatherings, which you shall proclaim in their appointed seasons. In the first month, on the 14th of the month, between the evenings, is the Passover to Jehovah. And on the 15th of this month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Jehovah. You shall eat unleavened things 7 days. On the first day you shall have a holy gathering. You shall do no work of service. And you shall bring near a fire offering to Jehovah 7 days. And the 7th day shall be a holy gathering. You shall do no work of service." Man, that sounds hard. I'm not gonna lie. Like, that's a lot of work to to be doing that all in a day. The old world, I think this is the old Leviticus. I think we're still in the old, the Holy Bible. So, I sound a little depressed. I'm like, I hope this doesn't carry on into the New Testament where we are, and we're sinners if we don't do all this here, because that's a lot. That is a lot. Okay. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, when you come into the land which I am giving to you, and have reaped its harvest, and have brought in the sheaf, the beginning of your harvest, to the priest, then he shall wave the sheaf before Jehovah for your acceptance. On the morrow of the Sabbath the priest shall wave it, and you shall prepare a lamb, and the day you wave the sheaf, a perfect one, a son of a year, for a burnt offering to Jehovah." A son of a year for a burnt offering to Jehovah. Okay, that just sounded weird. "And its food offering shall be 2/10 parts of flour mixed with oil, a fire offering to Jehovah, a sweet fragrance, and its drink offering, 1/4 of hin of wine." Huh, hin. Hin? 1/4 of a hin of wine? H-I-N? I don't know why I said hin. It could be hin. Yeah, sweet fragrance. It's crazy. Shall be 2/10 parts of flour mixed with oil. It's straight got a recipe in here. For a hin of wine. "And you shall not eat bread and roasted grain and fresh ears until this self same day." And fresh ears. Is it like ears of corn? Roasted grain and fresh. We're going to go with the ears of corn. Even though ears of corn wasn't supposed to be found until the natives that were the New World, whatever. Fresh ears. We're going with ears of corn on that one, man. Yeah. Yeah, until the self same day. Roasted grain and fresh ears until this self same day, until you have brought the offerings of your God. It is a never-ending statute throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Well, now, see, that just sounds like it wouldn't matter which Bible we were in, especially if this is the first one. It says it's a never-ending statute. That's rough. Well, now I got to figure out what tribe I am and what sacrifices I should be making. That is nuts. But okay. I mean, just nuts and, you know, considering now times, a lot of these things I don't even think you could do. You'd get arrested for doing. Even attempting. Yeah. "You shall not eat bread and roasted grain and fresh ears until this self same day." Yeah, man, I'm going with fresh ears being corn. It's the only, food other than ears that I can think of that's called an ear of corn. Like freshly harvested corn. We're sticking to it. "And you shall number to you from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day you bring in the sheath of the wave offering." Man, I just messed that sentence all the way up. "And you shall number to you in the next day after the Sabbath, from the day you bring in the sheath," that word, sheaf, "of the wave offering, they shall be 7 perfect Sabbaths. To the next day after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days, and you shall bring near a new food offering to Jehovah." So 7 perfect Sabbaths, that's like 7 weeks, and then you add 50 days. "You shall bring near a new food offering to Jehovah. You shall bring in bread out of your dwellings for a wave offering, 2 loaves. They shall be of 2/10 parts of flour. They shall be baked with yeast. They shall be baked with leaven, fist fruits to Jehovah." Oh, fist fruits to Jehovah. Fist fruits, that's what they're calling bread. Okay. "And besides the bread, you shall offer 7 lambs, perfect ones, sons of a year, and 1 bullock, a son of the herd, and 2 rams. They are a burnt offering to Jehovah, with their food offering and their drink offerings, a fire offering of sweet fragrance to Jehovah. And you shall offer 1 he-goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs, sons of a year, 2 lambs, sons of a year, for a sacrifice of peace offering." And the excuse me. "And the priest shall wave them, besides the bread of the fist fruits, Well, now that confuses me, because why are they saying bread and fist fruits in the same sentence? You'd think if the fist fruit is bread, then you'd think it would say like besides the bread, the first fruits. But now I don't know what first fruits is. Okay, besides the bread of the fist fruits, a wave offering before Jehovah. Besides the two lambs, they are holy to Jehovah for the priest. And you shall make a proclamation of this same day. It is a holy gathering to you. You shall do no work of service. It is a never-ending statute in all of your dwellings throughout your generations. Yeah, so yeah. There's another one that I'm shot on. That's a long paragraph. That's two long paragraphs that both end with this needs to be happening throughout your generations and all your dwellings. And I mean, just the amount of animals that were just needed to be sacrificed. The bread's no big deal. You could figure that out. But the all those animals, my God. I couldn't even imagine what that would cost, let alone where to get them, how to get them, where to get the money to get them. And to be doing it repeatedly, like yearly, annually, perennially, I guess, every year. Moving on. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corner of your field, nor shall you gather the gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the alien. I am Jehovah your God. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorable acclamation. Jeez, well, I don't know why that was so hard to say. You shall have a Sabbath, a memorable acclamation, a do no work of service. No, a holy gathering, a memorable acclamation, a holy gathering. You shall do no work of service, and you shall bring a fire offering to Jehovah. There was something that I just seen in there that I was like, oh yeah, the harvest thing for the aliens, that you leave a corner in your of your harvest for them. That's cool. I think it's weird that you just kind of leave it there and they're what, forced to go harvest it themselves. I mean, why would you not just harvest it and then just whatever percentage that corner would be, give them that percentage? And maybe that's okay too. You know what I mean? As long as they're getting the corner of the harvest. Anyway. You'd almost think you would just give them that section of your farm and let them grow what they wanted. Help them, you know? Anyway, like I have a farm to worry about any of this. Oh, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, also on the 10th of the seventh month shall be a day of atonement. You shall have a holy gathering. You shall humble yourselves and shall bring a fire offering to Jehovah. And you shall do no work in this same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before Jehovah your God. For any person who is not humbled in this same day shall be cut off from the people, and any person who does any work on this same day, I shall even destroy that person from the midst of his people. You shall do no work. It is a never-ending statute throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It is a Sabbath of rest to you. And you shall humble yourselves. Man, I'm having trouble with the word humble. You shall humble yourselves in the ninth of the month at evening. From evening until evening, you shall keep your Sabbath. The ninth of the month. So I'm just going to guess that a lot of this isn't for being held up nowadays. Because I would imagine not only do I not know most of this stuff, but a lot of people don't know most of this stuff. And therefore, there would be a lot of punishment going on, right? Like every year, every month when this wasn't being done, people would just be forsaken, and we might have noticed, like, you know, these certain dates, religious, you know, marks on the calendar that if you don't participate in, everyone that doesn't seems to have a really rough time. I guess would be my way of looking at it. Anyway, moving on. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the 15th day of this seventh month, in this 15th day of this seventh month shall be a feast of booths 7 days to Jehovah. On the first day shall be a holy gathering. You shall do no work of service. Even days you shall bring a fire offering Jehovah. On the eighth day you shall have a holy gathering, and you shall burn the fire offering to Jehovah. It is a solemn assembly. You shall do no work of service. And by works of service, do they mean like church service? These are the set feasts of Jehovah which you shall proclaim. Hold on. I've got Zen in my lip. I think that's really messing me up, actually. I've removed that. As a solemn assembly, you shall do no work of service. These are the set feasts of Jehovah, which you shall proclaim holy gatherings to bring a fire offering to Jehovah, a burnt offering, and a food offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, the thing on a day on its own day, beside the Sabbaths of Jehovah, and besides your gifts, and besides all your free will offerings, which you shall give to Jehovah. That is so much. Jehovah's getting the hookup. Now, I mean, imagine it's not just you doing it. It's every household doing this. Also, on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather in the increase of the land, you shall keep the feast of Jehovah 7 days on the first day, a Sabbath. On the first day, a Sabbath, okay? And on the 8th day, a Sabbath. On the first, so 7 days apart. So the first two, you shall keep the feast of Jehovah 7 days. On the first day of Sabbath and on the 8th day. So for those 7 days, you keep the feast of Jehovah. I'm not sure what that means. Like you're doing this feast every night? And you shall take to yourselves on the first day the fruit of majestic trees, palm branches, and boughs of oak trees, and willows of the brook, and shall rejoice before Jehovah your God 7 days. Wait a minute, does that mean that's all you're eating? The fruit of majestic trees. So, I mean, like, you're allowed to eat all fruit? Because it gets real. Oh, does it mean the fruit of the palm branches? The boughs of oak trees. I don't even know. Willows of the brook. What grows there? 7 days. And you shall keep a feast to Jehovah 7 days in a year, a never-ending statute throughout your generations. In the 7th month, you shall keep it a feast. You shall live in... what? You shall live in booths 7 days. All who are homeborn in Israel shall live in booths. And that's a booth, like B-O-O-T-H-S, like booths, because they're talking about a lot of people here, but you, what? You're going to live in a booth? So that your generation shall know that I caused the sons of Israel to live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Oh, I am Jehovah your God. Okay. For just a second, I'm like, you just flexing power, right? Like, just so everyone knows that I made you all live in booths. Yeah, enjoy that. But no, yeah, I guess when they had to travel and then they wandered for 40 years or whatever. So, yeah, I guess booths would have been kind of what they lived in, caravans and whatnot. So, huh. And Moses announced the appointed season of Jehovah to the sons of Israel. And that's the end of chapter 23. We are definitely stopping there because my head hurts after some of that. And I swear, last night the lighting with the television was actually better. This was worse, so that's something for me to think about for tomorrow. Hopefully I get this moment of peace and quiet again tomorrow, as I have tonight. There's actually, excuse me, less background noise tonight. Like, I don't have fans and things whirling that I had last night. So anyway, whatever, you know, that was fun. Two more chapters down. Hope you had a great time hearing it, or whatever you're doing. Maybe it's background noise. That'd be awesome too. May God be with you. Good night.